It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. As I've been doing for the last few months, I thank the listeners because Nielsen has us in the top 10 in New York AM radio at 10 p.m. That's a great honor. We came in number 3 recently. Special thank you to the great listeners of this show. And as they know, every single week, we interview a C-level executive and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, strategic planning, retail, communications, marketing and advertising, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Special thank yous, as we do each week, Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. And to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays a very important support role for the show, Srili, Rina, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC. Alex, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, special mention to the various channels that were syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. Actually, next week, it is going to be a feature on an upcoming interview that we're going to be having with Chris O'Neill, the CEO of Evernote, which will actually air next week on 77 WABC. So a sneak peek. Of course, those that follow me on social media know about our upcoming guests. But here we're announcing it. Chris O'Neill, the CEO of Evernote, a really special guest, as we do each week. Every guest is special. He's coming up next week. We're also on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and all, if you just want to search by any guest that we've ever had, whether it's a video, whether it's a podcast, it's all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Tonight's show, the Super Bowl edition of Mind Your Business, really special. We did pre-record it on Friday before the Super Bowl, so again, we're not going to talk about the winners or losers here, but we are going to talk about the business side of it. Wall Street Journal had this article that the average Super Bowl ad cost around $5 million just for placement, and then creative and production is another, you know, $2-4 million. So there's a lot riding on the line. We're going to have two very, very special guests up on Mind Your Business this evening. First up is going to be John Imisodi. He is the chief creative officer at Epsilon, and he has experience in creating Super Bowl ads. And then later on in the hour, we're going to speak with Anselmo Ramos. He is the co-founder and chief creative officer at David, also who has a lot of experience in creating Super Bowl ads. We have on the line none other than John Imisodi, the chief creative officer at Epsilon. Prior to joining Epsilon, John was the creative director and copywriter, wrote many creative campaigns for Anheuser-Busch, McDonald's, and John is one of the most awarded writers and creative directors in the business today. Therefore, we give a warm welcome, John Imisodi. John, how are you today?
Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Very special.
Thanks for having me.
It's very special. By the way, also a special shout out for his YouTube channel, Conversations with Giants. If anyone out there is aspiring to really get great insight into business tips and also into the marketing and advertising world, this is a channel pays to check out, Conversations with Giants on YouTube. And it's the who's who of the industry that John gets as guests. So congratulations. Really a great wealth of information sitting on your YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. A lot of fun.
It sure looks it, right? When you're having a good time, it's good things happen.
Yeah, you hope so. Well, we'll try and do it here. I think we can do that.
Absolutely. Now, you're the chief creative officer at Epsilon. That doesn't happen overnight. Maybe you could share a little bit about your backstory.
Right. I started in the business as a copywriter. I worked for 10 years as a copywriter through creative director at Leo Burnett in Chicago, mm-hmm. which was probably the largest advertising agency under one roof, and one of the greatest probably in history. Mm. Burnett did all kinds of, it was the Critter Agency, it was known as. They did all kinds of things that were very famous, from things like the Keebler Elves, Maytag Repairman, yeah. Lots of famous commercials for Hallmark, United. Great company. I went from there to working at DDB Chicago, where I ended up heading up McDonald's and Anheuser-Busch. Also got to direct many commercials there and had a stint for about 10 years as a commercial director, and then went to Epsilon when a really unique opportunity came my way.
Wow. Now, Epsilon is known for its data-driven approach. Perhaps you could share, why is data-based advertising so powerful?
Epsilon does have its roots in data, and part of the reason I ended up there was just the landscape has changed so much from the days where advertising was very much a hit or miss proposition. There wasn't the real true insights available to advertisers that there are now. Data is called the oil of the digital age, meaning that it really is the truth. It isn't just cold facts, it's intelligence. And this intelligence that previously wasn't available to people is what really at its roots has driven great advertising campaigns forever. It's just a lot of it was intuition or available in small doses before. Data becomes this intelligence that allows us to do things that has never been done before in the past and really see more insights into the consumer. And that they were really at the forefront of getting into the creative side of the business, the entire picture was just something that was too appealing to pass up.
Folks, my guest this evening is none other than John Imisodi. He is the Chief Creative Officer at Epsilon. He also has this great YouTube channel, Conversations with Giants, where he talks with real media geniuses, and they actually are. You got to check this out. Packed with information about marketing and actually other subjects as well. John, you're responsible for some of the most influential ad campaigns to date. And like you mentioned, you know, Anheuser-Busch, McDonald's. What, perhaps you could share, what makes a great ad?
People ask that a lot, what makes a great ad? And many things, but I usually would point to the big five, I think. Is the ad memorable? Is it likable? Is it shareable? Is it relatable? And more in the age of the digital ecosystem, is it repeatable? Can you pass it along? And I might add to that also, is it provocative or interesting? And if you can answer yes to any of those questions, you're probably on your way to having something that's going to be successful in advertising.
Now, folks, in case you're just tuning in, you just missed a great piece of information about creating a great ad. No worries. By Tuesday morning, this will be up on our channel. The easiest way to access it is really through the website, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But those of you that have it wired into your phones regarding the podcast channel, it will be up. We're speaking with John Imisodi, Chief Creative Officer at Epsilon. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. Let our team of attentive collection specialists recover your money for you so you can focus on growing your business. To get back your hard-earned money, call 917-400-3253. 917-400-3253. Or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500 or visit websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. That stands for Mind Your Business, so mybradio.com. And of course, many tune in on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is none other than the Chief Creative Officer at Epsilon, John Imisodi. And John, really thank you for taking from your hectic schedule a couple days before the Super Bowl. It's really special to have you as a guest. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about a Super Bowl ad. Is there any difference in the creation of an ad for a Super Bowl game than any regular ad that you would be creating?
It would depend, I guess, on the agency or the brand. In my opinion, there really shouldn't be, meaning you should remain calm and plow ahead. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times just the fact that there are going to be millions and millions and millions of people around the world viewing this, the fact that all this money is being spent on it, a lot of times both advertisers and the people creating it can get stressed beyond belief and can overthink or underthink or can stumble and fall pretty badly. So the fear factor is definitely increased on a business that already has a lot of fear in it.
Right. Now, John, I mean, thank God we've been blessed here on the show that to have many great guests. We've had John Sculley, of course, former CEO of Apple, and Jeffrey Hazlett, and Captain Sullenberger, and Shep Hyken. We've had many guests. But it's not every day we get a chief creative officer at one of the world's leading agencies. I got to ask you this question, if I may. What happens when you're pitching an idea to a client and you know in your heart that it's a winner? And like you even alluded to, they may be overthinking it. Any tips on how to, like, you know, sell it without you know, both sides saying, "Hey, you're getting defensive." You know you're sitting on a winner. And they, out of hand, just kind of wave it away. Am I putting you on the spot, or is it a fair question?
No, it's actually a fair question. I think it's fair Super Bowl advertising. It's fair any advertising.
Right.
The great ones look like they were easy to sell, and the great ones look like no-brainers. But the truth, is, in my experience, is the inverse, that the better something is, usually the harder it was to sell. I think, you know, as business people, clients, a lot of times they want to invest $10,000 and they want a 200% return, but they want it to be as safe as a money market. And we all know that's just not realistic, that everything great has some risk with it. And you have to continually nudge and remind them of that along the way, that, you know, great rewards are often taken with a bit of risk.
Yeah. So true. It's so, you know, it's frustrating, I guess, to us in the creative world many times, but it's just, as you say, it comes with the turf, I guess.
It does. It's a reality, and it's in everything, but that's certainly, I guess some people would say, the bane of advertising. You have to convince them to do the right thing, even though they don't necessarily want to do it.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious about your opinion on this. What's your take on sharing Super Bowl ads pregame and, you know, the pre-teasers, whatever the exact, you know, definitions are, and all the hyped up media surrounding the pre-show of an ad that will actually air on the Super Bowl?
Right. As a viewer, as a lover of advertising, I am not a fan of it. I consider it to be hype about hype. And that's a little of the equivalent of, in the comedy world, of a hat wearing a hat. It just doesn't work for me. I know why they do it, because there again is a lot of fear, and they're looking to increase their metrics at the end of the viewing thing and prove that their investment was a good one. But to me, it kind of ruins everything. So I'm not a fan.
So you're a fan of suspense?
I'm a fan of suspense. I mean, that's the beauty of mass media and the beauty of television as it works. It's the beauty of the way an advertisement is supposed to work. It's supposed to jostle you out of lethargy and really get you to pay attention and work without any preempting, without any knowledge beforehand. And that's, you know, that's the game that we play. So I think it's just a complete cheat. It's kind of like going to a movie where you know the way it ends before you see it. Why bother?
Yeah, great point. Now, in a recent article that you had that you penned, it described how Super Bowl advertising is not what it used to be. Perhaps you could share a little bit about that article and what you know what you're thinking on that.
Well, I think in fairness, there's still a lot of great Super Bowl commercials done. And there's not a lot of great commercials done, period. There are a lot of very good commercials done, and there are some great Super Bowl ads. I think my biggest disappointment in it is you see a lot of brands that shy away from it, that people expect to be there, and they're not there anymore, which kind of makes me wonder. I mean, to myself, the fans, it's a big day to celebrate big things in America and things that are really American. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see the McDonald's. I would like to see, I don't even believe they'll be on the Super Bowl again this year. Coke and Pepsi, I'm not sure that they're playing at the same level that they used to. And you'll see a lot of smaller brands or things that really don't necessarily have huge relevance to what's going on that day being on the game. And I think that's a shame. I think it has become a bit of hype about hype versus just a day that you naturally saw advertisers in many cases bring out their best, and big advertisers. So I think there's a bit of a lost opportunity happening still.
And as pointed out at the earlier part of the show, today, based on an article in the Wall Street Journal today, Friday, the February 2nd, airtime for a 30-second ad is roughly $5 million. And production costs, creative costs, you know, easily are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they even say up to 5, anywhere between $1 and $5 million. So an advertiser could spend easily $6 to $8 million for a 30-second ad. And as John pointed out a couple of minutes ago, the pressure is enormous. And yet, at the same time, you put it so well that you got to, like, yeah, stay cool. We understand that there's big pressure because there's a demand for return on some level. And that really builds up to my next question. Am I correct that really all, if not most, of the advertising is really branding as opposed to direct response? And we know in branding, then, you know, it's harder to measure. Is that correct? And is that, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's an interesting observation, and it might feed into a little of what you said before, like, why is the Super Bowl not what it was? I think it used to be all about selling a brand and not so much a product. And as that skill set has eroded and as different things have confused the marketplace, I'd argue that a lot of the ads that you see on Super Bowl are selling product or are selling things that are smaller than a brand. And I think that sort of takes away from what is going on. The best commercials on that format and the best commercials using that medium sell a brand rather than specifics. And they sell the ethos of the brand and what makes it great. And sometimes I think that has been walked away from, or in a lot of cases, it's just not a skill set that exists in the agency world as much as it used to.
Now, perhaps you could also share any tips. I know we talked about creating a great ad. Perhaps you could share what are some key components, in a general way, of a great advertising campaign, like during the life of a campaign?
I think the course that we teach everyone, or I try to at Epsilon, is greatness doesn't happen by just finding a great creative person and he or she coming in and spreading pixie dust on any idea that you may have.
Yeah.
It has to start with, you know, do you have a great selling idea to begin with? That doesn't necessarily mean a great product or a product that has a huge advantage over the others, but have you done your homework and have you really identified what the consumer will accept about your brand, what is great about it or great about the category, and finding a great, simple tent pole to really revolve your ideas around. And I think, you know, it's the confusion around this that a lot of times leads to commercials that people are really uncertain what is trying to be said about the product, or just it's just too narrow of a path that they walk down that the consumer doesn't necessarily join them on that.
John, I notice it might be a tricky one and you could take a pass on it, but is there any particular favorite? I mean, you've created many great ads along, you know, throughout the years. Is there any that's really, you know, near and dear to your heart, the great story behind it, that like, that's really my favorite?
I think my favorite thing that I've been a part of, and it was a team of us who created it, but it was actually started as a radio campaign, and it was Bud Light and eventually Budweiser's Real Men of Genius. And that was a series of ads that I think they eventually did 200 in some of these.
Wow.
But besides just the way that the ads caught on, the way that they were really good to us professionally and that we won a lot of awards. I at one time it was called the most awarded campaign in history. It was just the sheer amount of fun that we had making them and the reaction that we would get from pretty much any regular consumer that if we said we did those and people could recite lines back and talk about favorite ones. And that was one of the more rewarding things of my career. A lot of fun.
Wow. What a great conversation with John Emisotti. He actually has a YouTube channel and a podcast channel, Conversations with Giants. You could check it out online. Conversations with Giants, where he interviews so many superstars in the world of advertising and marketing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's GINI debtcollection.com.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest is none other than the Chief Creative Officer at Epsilon, John Imisodi. And John, I mean, this is really, you shared a lot, and it's really special to have someone of your caliber here on the show. As we bring the interview to a close, any final thoughts? And feel free if it's a story you wish to share or just, you know, this, the listenership of this great radio show is primarily small business owners. Perhaps there's something that you could share from your vast career that as a parting message.
Sure. Well, hopefully it's a bit of a positive one. You asked me before, you said, well, Super Bowl advertising isn't what it used to be. And I would say that with a caveat. I don't believe in the glass being half empty in the advertising business. It's a business that's had a lot of change over the last several years in particular, but the glass is still half full by all means. It's just evolving and evolving rapidly, but this is still a great business about storytelling. It's a great business to still like separate every product that's out there. And I think right now it's an undervalued skill set in the business world in general. I would encourage, you know, any small business owner to really look at the advertising money spent as an investment, because it really is that you just have to get the correct partners who understand the entire landscape and, you know, find the good ones versus the bad ones. The bad ones make us all look bad, but the good ones really are great practitioners who can really help make things sell and make people notice. And again, still a great business, and don't listen to the naysayers out there who say it isn't what it used to be. It's still a fantastic business, but one that you have to be on your toes on at every minute.
Folks, there's a reason why John has won so many awards. John Imisodi here at Mind Your Business. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
And we're back. Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. This is a special, what we call the Super Bowl edition. As we indicated, this show is being pre-recorded, so it's not airing, so we don't know yet. As we're airing this, we're not going to say it's going to be a big upset and the Eagles won or the Patriots pulled off another, they're all getting another ring, because this is, we're recording here on Friday morning, February 2nd. But the purpose of this show is to talk to great leaders in the advertising and marketing world and really glean from their world of knowledge on how this all works and how the advertising and marketing plays in with the Super Bowl. On the line with us, we have none other than Anselmo Ramos, co-founder and chief creative officer at David. David is a global creative agency. Before that, he was the chief creative officer at Ogilvy Mather in Brazil. Anselmo has been the creative leader behind some of the world's most famous ads. Clients included Burger King, Kraft, Coca-Cola. And Anselmo has actually, through his, whether at David or even before, has many awards to back up what he's all about. Anselmo Ramos, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hi, Yitzhak. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you got the name right. Yes, you could do it.
we both have like weird names to pronounce.
That's great. That's great. Makes us special. Makes us special.
Yeah.
Now, opening David and running a creative agency, there's a story. Perhaps you could share a little bit about your story for the great success that God blessed you with.
Yeah, I'm originally from Brazil. That's why I have this accent. But I'm also American, right? So I vote, I pay taxes, I'm doing my part. I grew up in Brazil, born and raised. And when I was a teenager, one of the happiest days of my life was when I found out that my dad had a Mad magazine collection, and that changed my life forever, because I was like, I couldn't stop reading. And then, I was just like reading the whole thing, and then I started to draw and write. I even like sent some ideas to Mad magazine. I'm still waiting for their reply. But then, my mom at one point she sent me to this really weird school called Rudolf Steiner.
Okay.
And it's like 100% focused on creativity. So I was like knitting, gardening, painting, singing, acting. And I wasn't really good on math, with math
okay.
and stuff like that. But then when it was time to choose a profession, I made a list of all the professions. And, the only one that I said, hey, I think I can draw and write is advertising. And that's what happened, right?
Mm.
So that's how my career began.
Wow. Now, you're responsible for some of the most influential ad campaigns to date, and one in particular is Dove's Real Beauty Sketches, which is considered, one of the most watched, ads of, a branding ad in history. Could you tell us the process behind, creating a great ad?
Yeah, with Dove Real Beauty Sketches, we learned a lot of things with that project. First of all, the brief was very clear and very simple. It was just one line. The brief was, let's encourage women to feel more beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that was based on the data that we found and was like really powerful. The data said that 96% of women don't consider themselves beautiful, only 4%.
Mm.
So we had to change that. So we had a lot of ideas. I had the entire agency work on it, more than 100 creatives. And then we presented three ideas to the client. One of the ideas was Real Beauty Sketches. On the call, I remember that the client asked me, do you think this is going to work? And I said, no, I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. I don't know. And he said, so you want us to spend money on something that you don't know if it's going to work? I'm like, yes. That's the only way to find out. We have actually to do it. Because all we knew was, women are, in general, very harsh on themselves. So if they're going to describe themselves, they're going to be harsh. A stranger might be nicer when describing the same women, right? And that's based on what we know about women, which in my case is not a lot, And then I told the client, hey, do it. If it doesn't work, you have to be ready to trash the whole thing. But if it does work, it's going to be amazing. And I remember calling the team at the end of the first day of production, and I was asking them, please tell me that it's working. And they told me, yes, it's working. Women are crying here. And that's this feeling of trusting uncertainty has been the core of everything we do.
Now, Anselmo, we have great guests every single week, but it's rare that we have superstars in the world of advertising and marketing. And this is really a question that I love to ask such superstars such as yourself. You know, what happens when, and as you described, you know you're sitting on an award-winning idea. You know it's brilliant. And you pitch it to the client, and they're like, they kind of wave it out of hand. And they're just wrong. They just don't get it. But you know you're sitting on that winning idea. And we don't want to get into that, spat where they're like, okay, you're getting defensive, you creatives, you don't get it. But you know you have something that's a winner. What suggestions or what tips do you have on trying to really hold on and sell it to the client and when they're just not getting it?
I think the most important thing is to have a clear alignment with the client in terms of, do we really want to do great work? If we both want the same things, then we become partners in crime. And then what happens with us is we're pushing each other all the time. Sometimes we're pushing them, sometimes they're pushing us. Sometimes I have clients saying, hey, I don't think it's good enough. And also we never give up. If we have something that we really like and we know that's 100% on brand positioning, I'll bring that idea every month until they make it. Because I know it's good for the brand. It's beyond all of us because it's all about the brand. So we never give up. We are just like relentless. And the clients are expecting that from us. They know that if we're really passionate about an idea, we'll keep bringing that idea over and over again until they make it. I think a lot of agencies have excuses, right? Like, hey, my client doesn't get it. My client doesn't have money. My client doesn't want to do great stuff. I don't have excuses. You know, my clients are great. They have great brands. They have money. So I tell the guys at the agency all the time, if we don't do great work, it's 100% our fault.
You know, it's such a great perspective. My guest this evening right now is Anselmo Ramos. He is the co-founder and chief creative officer at David, and really sharing some amazing content. Just in case you're tuning into the show right now, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the podcast will be up on the channel. The easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com. mybradio.com for Mind Your Business, and that's where all the guests, of course, the interview we had with John Sculley from Apple and Pepsi and so many other great guests, roughly 130 to date, is all available for free by going to mybradio.com. Well, Anselmo, let's talk about brand strategy. You touched on it. What are the factors that you take into account when developing great creative campaigns for a brand?
I think brand strategy and brand positioning is everything. When we start working with a new client, we spend a lot of time on brand positioning. Because once we agree that the brand is all about this, then it's a matter of having fun. We just hate that, we hate when sometimes clients want to discuss the brand at every brief. So every brief is an opportunity to discuss the brand. So we don't do that. We have a deep understanding about the brand at the very beginning of our relationship, and then we align on our ambition, and then it's about having fun. Okay, what's the next execution? And then when we are judging ideas, right, when a creative team brings me an idea, the way I'm judging the idea is, first, I ask myself, is this on brand positioning? That's the most important question. If it's not, it could be the best idea ever, I'm not going to consider the idea. Then second is, have I seen this before? I'm always looking for something that hasn't been done before, and I see a lot of things. So if I haven't seen that before, I get excited about it. And then third is it hard? Is it hard to make it happen? And that's a great feeling, because if I look at an idea and I know exactly how to bring that to life, it's not good, because it means that it has been done before. So, but again, brand positioning is absolutely everything. That's why when we find something that we really like and it's 100% on brand positioning, it's very hard for the client to say no, because it's not about us trying to do something crazy. No, it's about the brand. It makes sense for the brand, so we have to do it.
My guest is Anselmo Ramos, the Chief Creative Officer and co-founder at David. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on, we'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC every Sunday night from 10 to 11. And again, a thank you to the listeners for tuning in week after week. That's what's getting us consistently into the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to Nielsen, on the 10 o'clock hour. And we certainly appreciate your loyalty. This show is being recorded on Friday before the Super Bowl, so that's why we can't talk about the winner, loser. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know that this show is going to air kind of as you're listening to this. Either the game is over or we're in overtime, but we're talking about the business side of the show. Wall Street Journal just had a story actually today on February 2nd that an average 30-second ad on the Super Bowl is $5 million. Now, that doesn't include production costs and creative costs, which can easily be another $2, $3, $4 million. So that means a 30-second commercial could run easily $6 to $8 million. So, well, I'm going to turn that question now to my special guest, Anselmo Ramos, who is the chief creative officer and the co-founder at David. Now, you actually, my understanding is that your first Super Bowl ad was for Heinz and won an award. Perhaps you could even talk about that, and then we'll continue to talk about Super Bowl advertising.
Sure. Yeah. In the case of Heinz Wiener Stampede, that was my first Super Bowl ever. The client didn't have a lot of money, but we had a lot of pressure because, you know, I grew up in Brazil, so I was always watching the ads, but I had never done one before. So, and that was like 2 years ago. So I was like, you know, watching every ad ever for the Super Bowl, just trying to learn everything. Right. And then, you know, we brought around 7 ideas to the client, but we had one that we knew that was the right one. We said, hey, we have 7 here, but this one, that's the one. Right? Why? Again, because it was 100% on brand positioning. Heinz is all about never settle. It has to be Heinz. And, you know, and then when you watch the commercial, you see those lovely wiener dogs, like, running towards the Heinz family. Right. You know, it has to be Heinz. So the brand position is right there. It's just adorable to watch. Right. And the song, Without You, from Harry Nilsson, that's like 50% of the idea, really. So the song complements the concept. And we actually heard like over 100 songs, and we tried like 100 different songs, you know, against the image. And when we found that one, we said, that's it, you know, that's it, that's the idea, Without You. So, you know, it became number 2 on the USA Today ranking on Monday morning. And not only that, we had a considerable increase in purchase intention right after the ad, which is amazing. And we managed to win a couple Lions in Cannes. So, you know, Nice. Not bad for our first Super Bowl.
Great.
Spot.
Wow. Wow. Like a rookie of the year feeling. Yeah. Wow. Now, let's talk about Super Bowl ads in general. We know that there's that pressure because of the, you know, the price ticket is $6 to $8 million when you add it all up. Are there any differences between creating a regular ad and a Super Bowl ad?
I think, you know, Super Bowl is extremely over the top, and that's the fun of it, right? So there's a lot of money, and usually in the ads you see a lot of celebrities, talking animals, explosions. It's just a different beast. So clients are just more open to invest more and try crazy stuff because everybody knows that there are really two games going on, football and advertising, right?
Right.
So, and everybody wants to win. And so the stakes are really high. But I really don't think there's anything different when you compare a Super Bowl ad with a regular ad because all the brands are competing for attention all the time. So a regular ad at any given time can reach way more people than a Super Bowl ad, you know, if it's done right. So I mean, that might, the Super Bowl mindset should be an ongoing mindset. You know, every day is Super Bowl.
Great point. Such a great, you know, great perspective to look at it that way and to really, you know, give it your all no matter what. Don't just focus on...
Exactly.
Yeah, when you feel it's the big moment. It's always the big moment because you never know, you know, what break you'll get along the way. My guest is Anselmo Ramos. He is the co-founder and chief creative officer at David. I got to ask you this question. You seem to have really mastered the art of about what makes something go viral. And we know that's not just not so easy. What is that factor, the X factor, if you will, on how to create a campaign that will go viral?
Well, I'm not sure if I've mastered the art.
Come on, Anselmo. You're selling yourself short there.
Come on. Listen, I always tell my clients and you know, and people at the agency that nobody knows anything, right? So that's William Goldman, a producer and director, you know, said that. And he was talking about Hollywood. Nobody knows anything in Hollywood. But that applies to communications in our industry. I really don't know anything. I mean, the more we do stuff, the more we learn and we get better. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we never really know if something is going to work, right? So I have some tips. I mean, first of all, it needs to make sense for the brand.
Okay. Right? And please share them. Yeah. We'd love to hear.
Yeah. And then, you know, usually when you do something timely works, like when we did Google Home of the Whopper, which was the first time a TV commercial talked to Google Home, or when we did Whopper Neutrality 2 weeks ago, because that was about net neutrality, which is like, you know, a trending topic right now.
Right.
So we believe that the kind of brands that we have, they not only can be part of pop culture, they can shape pop culture, you know. And when we have an idea, what we do with our clients is, it's our baby. So put it out there, pray. Monitor it closely,
right.
and keep it alive for as much as you can, you know. But you never really know if it's going to work. We always ask ourselves, would the New York Times write about it? Because if it's not, maybe we should keep thinking, you know, because they're not going to write about anything. Also, one thing that I always say is, if you don't have to talk to your lawyer, maybe the idea is not good enough. Right, you know, I'm talking to my lawyers all the time.
You really push the limits,
David. Yeah. I mean, they are on speed dial, you know. And the creative team at David is actually a writer, an art director, and a lawyer.
Wow.
You know.
Wow. And you're talking about really pushing the limits. You're not afraid.
Exactly.
Now this year you created the Super Bowl ad. By now everyone's seen it. Stand by you. It's actually getting a lot of positive press already now. On Friday before, can you describe it?
Yeah, it's Stand By You is the story of Kevin. And Kevin is the manager of the Caresville Budweiser Brewery, for real, right? Mm-hmm. So he gets a call in the middle of the night, and he drives to the brewery. And we hear the news on the radio as he's driving that another natural disaster has just happened in the U.S.
Right.
So he gets there, he leads the team And then they stopped the beer production, and they start producing water cans instead.
That's right.
And then we see Budweiser trucks leaving the factory full of water cans. And then we read Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, California.
Right.
And then we finally see America written on the Bud can that turns into a water can. And then the message, America, whenever you need us, we will stand by you.
Yeah.
And the song is Stand By Me. It's a very emotional story. And the story was already out there because Budweiser has been doing that for years. And we just had to tell it in a beautiful way. So we shot this with Henry Alex Rubin, and he's a documentary director, and it's 100% real. It's like it's actually Kevin, the manager from the brewery, and that's her, and the woman on the commercial is his wife.
Wow.
They're no actors.
Wow.
You know, it's
real.
Yeah, it's all real. It's a beautiful story, and I just think that is the right message from the right brand at the right time, you know, and I think this is all about making people love the brand even more, and not only loving the commercial, right?
And that's such a great point. And by the way, you don't need me to, but it was a great ad, and it was very emotional at the end. You felt great to be an American, and how, you know, corporate America really thinks of the average American. It was really special. And on that note, when a company says, okay, great, we're focusing on brands, we're focusing on branding, but we have to also keep an eye on the return and, you know, as we call direct response. How do we answer that to a client that, you know, branding is critical? You can't just say, okay, how many cans am I selling as a result? There's the concept of branding. How do you sell that to a client?
I think a brand is everything, you know. Yes, you sell because of a lot of reasons, like distribution, price point, a lot of other factors.
Right.
But we are an agency, and we are in the communications business, so the way we can help is with branding, right? It's like making sure that people are talking about your brand, that people create an emotional connection with your brand, and people love your brand in the long term, because that's your most powerful asset ever. It's your brand. So, and everything is about the brand. You know, and that's why we've been, you know, I think we've been able to sell some great ideas because we get to know the brand so deeply that, you know, that it's like it's above all of us. It's just like it's beyond all of us. The Budweiser is here forever,
right.
You know. And when we do that, it's like a long-term commitment from Budweiser with America, and that's just very powerful.
Mm. Now, Anselmo, I mean, over the course of your career, you've seen how the medium has changed or has shifted. I don't want to say changed, has shifted. Yet, at its core, great advertising, you know, remains great advertising, whichever medium you use. Any tips out there for a company that maybe always did print and now they got to move to social media, or they haven't done television and now they're doing it? Any tips on how to make sure that the messaging stays creative throughout?
Yeah, I think the media landscape will keep changing, you know, and faster than ever. What doesn't change is the fact that we are humans, and the way we connect with others is through emotion. So, you know, it gets down to creating emotional content always, regardless of the media. So it's like, you know, make me laugh or make me cry, but make me feel something. It doesn't matter if you are on Snapchat or Twitter or, you know, Musical.ly. It doesn't really matter. I mean, just make me feel something. And I think, you know, the problem with 99% of the ads is they are just like, they're just average. They don't make you feel anything. And then there's no connection there. Then I'm not going to forward it to my friends. You know, so we always... I think like it should be just part of every brief, a line that says, what kind of emotion do you want to evoke here?
Right.
You know, if you're going to make someone laugh, make someone laugh. If you're going to make someone cry, make them really cry. So, and it's hard. It's really hard. It's not easy, right? But I think, you know, that's a big discussion. Like, it's beyond media. You know, media is like, okay, what's the best way to bring the message to life. Maybe I'm going to use just print because it's better for the message and the brand. But that's a, you know, that's a different discussion. I think, you know, we need to go back to talk about emotion.
Wow. As we bring the interview to a close, Anselmo, what final thoughts, anything at all, that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Yeah, I think since we're talking about Super Bowl, I think, you know, and we've been having that kind of discussion with our clients, is why do we have to treat Super Bowl in a different way, right? Why like once, it's just like once a year we say, oh, we need to be really creative now because everyone will be watching. Well, actually, everyone's watching all the time because of the internet. So we need to be creative every day. So my message to all the clients listening is every day is Super Bowl, every day. So every day we are competing for attention. So you don't have to wait an entire year for a specific date to give you the permission to be creative. You have to be creative every day because every day is Super Bowl. So when clients realize that, then I think the entire advertising will get better.
Anselmo Ramos, co-founder and chief creative officer at David. This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.